so much going on out there with that Fed meeting we talked about, of course. And I was looking at a study this week that shows that the United States is where the richest people in the world are the richest people in the world. And I mean it just like that. There are lots of millionaires around the world. There are lots of millionaires in the USA. And it's a growing class. The millionaire class, the multimillionaire class, and up is a growing class globally and especially here in the USA. How many households globally do you think have reached millionaire status? The answer is 18 million. 18 million global households now are in the millionaire group. Of course, being a millionaire, as they say, ain't what it used to be, but it is what it is. And the Boston Consulting Group has come out with a report showing that basically 1% of the world population owns 45% of the global wealth. How much global wealth is there? Well, there's about $166 trillion in global wealth. And about $75 trillion of that is in the hands of close to one out of two, 45% of the global population. Now, here in the U.S., it's a little bit different. 63% of the wealth in America is in the hands of millionaires. And they have achieved this through various means, including entrepreneurship, certainly the stock market, and certainly investment income over time. In terms of the USA versus global, well, here in the USA, 40% of millionaires globally are in the USA. 40% global millionaires are in the USA, the land of opportunity. And that's a total, by the way, of 7 million Americans are now in the millionaire class, 7 million Americans. And certainly it's growing. It's growing by several hundred thousand per year. And, you know, inflation is not playing that big a role. Inflation over the last decade or so has averaged about 2%. So it's not as dramatic as it was back in the 1970s and 80s when inflation reached very high levels. The country that ranks second in the number of millionaires is China at 2.1 million. Remember, we said there are about 7 million in the USA, about 2.1 million in China. However, China has four times as much population as the USA, so those figures have to be adjusted accordingly. So I thought that the Boston Consulting Group study was kind of interesting stuff that came out this week. Another interesting development this week, of course, was the announcement that Amazon is bidding to take over Whole Foods. And Whole Foods has over 400 stores nationwide, most of them in upscale neighborhoods, most of them in well-to-do areas. And Amazon will, in addition to be taking over Whole Foods, they will be also able to potentially, if they decide to do so, use those stores as distribution centers for Amazon products. You imagine going to your local Whole Foods store and picking up something you ordered online at Amazon.com. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it would not surprise me at all. It would not surprise me at all if we get to that point where you can pick up your Amazon purchases, whatever they might be, at your local Whole Foods, or who knows? Who knows what else Jeff Bezos is liable to try to acquire going forward. I mean, you're talking about, you know, I think most people are not aware how big a company Amazon is in market capitalization, stock price times shares outstanding. Amazon.com has a market cap approaching $500 billion. Whole Foods, nothing of the sort. Whole Foods takeover price is less than $14 billion. The expression chump change comes to mind. Don't like to use an expression like chump change in reference to Whole Foods, an upscale market, but the fact of the matter is it's chump change for Amazon.com. Amazon.com market value is about 33 times greater than the market value of Whole Foods after factoring in the takeover price. And so should be interesting to see how that comes down, but could be a helpful takeover for Amazon.com in several different ways. Not so much in running a local upscale food market, but rather in how the synergies might play out over time. Jeff Bezos, of course, has a reputation for being very high when it comes to strategic visionary thinking. One has to assume he has already played out a scenario where this will work out for Amazon. And as I say, in any case, it's basically a rounding error for Amazon.com at this point, with a market cap approaching $500 billion and a takeover which comes out to right now less than $14 billion. Now, some people are worried about how this will affect the operation of Whole Paychecks, I mean Whole Foods stores, and that remains to be seen, doesn't it? But looks like this one is likely to eventually happen. Some people are talking about a bidding war, by the way, and that's possible because there are a lot of businesses that are getting really disrupted by this takeover notion, and they could come in there. Here's the problem. The problem right off with getting involved with a bidding war for Whole Foods is who you're bidding against. You're bidding against Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos has demonstrated for many, many years now that his priority is market share. He wants market share. If he has to lose money to get market share, no problem there. If he has to lose in the short term to gain market share, no problem there. He's proven this time and again. So if you get a bidding war with somebody like this, then the sky's the limit, right? I mean, how high is this liable to go? You might, in other words, it's kind of lose-lose if you're bidding against Jeff Bezos. Because first of all, the probability is that Jeff Bezos has already decided that Amazon swallowing up Whole Foods, or as some have said, putting Whole Foods in his shopping cart at Amazon, he's figured it all out. You have to make an assumption with a guy like Jeff Bezos. He's already figured this all out, and he's way ahead of the game if he takes over Whole Foods. That's what he thinks. And therefore, he's convinced he wants to buy Whole Foods for a variety of reasons, all of which he probably has not yet disclosed. There was no conference call. There was no Amazon conference call in connection with this takeover. They just did it on Friday, announced it. So we don't even know yet what the strategic thinking of Jeff Bezos is on this takeover of Whole Foods. But what we do know is if you get in a bidding war with Jeff Bezos, money is no object. So if money is no object, how are you going to win the bidding war? How much are you willing to overpay, if you will, for Whole Foods? Running up the price, and then maybe you lose it, or you probably lose anyway, depending on how badly Jeff Bezos wants it, and I suspect he wants it. You're probably going to lose the bidding war, so then what have you won? The only thing you've won is you forced Jeff Bezos to pay a little bit more for something that's still a very small purchase for Amazon. I mean, a company worth $500 billion in the market, buying a company worth less than $14 billion, I mean, come on. It's just not a major chord, no matter how you look at it, for Amazon. Strategically, maybe, but financially, no. And so you want to get in a bidding war over something like this, which you're likely to lose anyway, so you'll only force Amazon to pay a little more than they otherwise would have, which doesn't really move the needle one way or the other over the long term, right? It's either a great buy for Amazon or it isn't. If it isn't, all right, it's a write-off. If it is, then Jeff Bezos was right again. It's happened before.